USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump imposes new sanctions on Iran and Iran's leaders effective yesterday, Iranian leaders say today that it spells the permanent closure of all diplomacy between the two nations. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he doesn't buy that.
It will be, I think, the combination of sanctions and other pressure that does bring Iran to the table.
Iran's president saying the White House is suffering from mental illness. Mexico is deploying 15,000 troops to its northern border in a bid to crack down on illegal immigrants entering the United States. The deployment coming after the Trump administration threatened tariffs on Mexico if the Mexican government didn't do more to stop illegal immigration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
One of the Democrats seeking the White House wants to wipe out all student loans, but could he really make it happen? Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Presidential candidate Vermont Senator Independent Bernie Sanders wants to cancel all student debt, $1.6 trillion. Sanders says it would be paid for by a series of taxes on Wall Street trades.
Today we are, in fact, offering a revolutionary proposal. A proposal that will transform and improve our country in many, many ways.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will be meeting with 9/11 first responders today. Those responders pushing for reauthorization of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund, which is running out of money. The Republican leader has been the focal point of a public shaming by former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's argued that the responders shouldn't have to come to Capitol Hill to beg for the continued funding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Journalists and political figures talk all the time, and now unsealed federal documents happen to show that Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chief, and Fox's Sean Hannity used to be in communication via text. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The documents include 55 pages of text messages between Paul Manafort and Fox's Sean Hannity. Manafort had a sympathetic media ally in Hannity as federal investigators were closing in and ultimately prosecuted the former Trump campaign chairman for a series of financial crimes and witness tampering, according to the messages. The logs date back to mid-July 2017. Showing that Manafort and, as they put it, a TV host named Sean leveled repeated attacks on Mueller's team of prosecutors. They also discussed Manafort's legal representation, Hannity and Manafort expressing concern about the direction of the country, and Hannity repeatedly asks Manafort how he can help him, making it clear that he views the two to be aligned in their mission. Hannity addressing the news on Twitter saying, "My view of the special counsel investigation and the treatment of Paul Manafort have been made clear every day to anyone who listens to my radio show or watches my TV show."
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a mixed session, the Dow gaining 8 points to close at 26,727, the NASDAQ down 26 points, the S&P 500 down 5 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.